Good to be in the house of the Lord. Good to know Jesus. Amen.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. And
tonight, turn to page 110, Heaven's Jubilee.
Brother Tom, can you turn 80 up in my monitor? I can't hear him at all.
Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air. Coming after you and me, joy's ours to share. What joy there will be when the saints arrive. Getting for that jubilee, yonder in the sky. What a sing, oh what shout, on that happy morning.
Oh, what glory, hallelujah. Jubilee, celebration that's going to last for an eternity. Brother Tony, just make your way on up here if you would. Take prayer requests tonight, if you would, and lead us to the Lord in prayer. Give this old man a chance to catch my breath.
So, do we have any prayer requests tonight? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Visitation is at Hightower in Bremen on tomorrow from 5 to 8.
Sometimes it seems like prayers, some that's probably unspoken. Seems like everybody always goes through stuff, but I've been thinking a lot of the message I think last Sunday, all the miracles that God helps me, encourages me that, hey, he forgot about us, even though people go through rough times, go through hard times. I mean, that's what helps us appreciate the good times that we go through. I know my mom, she's been sick, my brother was sick, so remember them, but if you bow your heads, prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for your many blessings in our life, God. Yes. We thank you for your strength, for your encouragement, for your joy, for your help, God. We thank you for all you've done for our lives, Lord. We pray that you'd bless and anoint those that are sick in the hospital, for those who need healing, who need deliverance, for those who need a touch and who need comfort, Lord. Those who lost their loved ones, I pray that you'd give these families a peace and a comfort like never before. Wrap your loving arms around them. Hold them, comfort them, lift them up. Let them know, God, that you said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And even though it may seem unbearable times, let them know that you're standing with them all the way through. Lord, I pray that you'd heal these prayer requests, anoint and touch them and all. And Lord, that you'd open the windows of heaven, pour out your blessings upon these services, Lord. Because we know that, Lord, through our faith, God, that you answer these requests. I pray that you'd touch and anoint each and every one of them, Lord. Bless this service. Just pour out your blessings. We praise you, we love, and we thank you for all you've done. In Jesus' precious and holy name.
Receive our Sunday evening offering unto the Lord. Do it with unwanted. Well, here comes your helper. He's coming. Give our ushers a hand. Don't they do a good job? Brother Jim, ask the Lord's blessing on this offering. Amen. not here with us tonight. Force of habit. Got a guitar solo tonight? You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
You glad you know the Lord? You need to be glad you know the Lord. Praise the Lord. The time is near. The time is near. You know, this song talks about, the title of it is Child of a King. And it talks about going from rags as a sinner unto riches. And oh, dear God, what we have to look forward to when we get to our heavenly home. We may not always have much down here. We may not. But as long as we got God, we got it all. Y'all worship the Lord with me.
Y'all, but I kind of hope there'll be guitars in heaven. If not, we're going to find a harp somewhere, I think. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, it's been requested. Out on the mountain. Well.
It's great. Praise the Lord. G.
Is easy when you're up on the mountain, when you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change and you're down in the valley. For you never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, I know He'll make them right. And the God of the good times, He's still God in the bad times. The God of the day, He's still God in the night. We talk of faith, way up on the mountain. You know the talk comes so easy when life's at its best. Now it's down in the valleys of those trials and temptations. Oh, that's where no faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, I know He'll make them right. And the God of the good times, He's still God in the bad times. The God of the day, He's still God in the night. The God of the day, He's still God in the night.
Still God. Brother Jim, you got your band with you tonight? If you can you sing one with our band or whatever you want to do.
We don't.
Difference with our band and his band, he can cut them off when he wants to.
I was listening to Sister Linda, her song, you know, talking about leaving this world and looking forward to the better place. You know, with all the stress and everything that's going on around us today, if we didn't have that hope of tomorrow, what would we do? I don't see how people get through this world day by day that don't have that. I just don't understand. Thank God we've got it.
Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go alone till the Lord comes and calls me away. The morning is so bright, and the Lamb is the light, and the night is as black as the sea. Oh yes, there will be peace in the valley for me. Someday there will be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray there will be no sadness, no sorrow, no sadness, sadness for me. There will be peace in the valley. Well, the bear will be gentle, and the wolves will be tame, and the lamb shall lay down by the lamb. Oh, yes, and the beast from the wild shall be led by a child, and I'll be changed from this creature that I am. Oh yes, there will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for you. Oh Lord, I pray there will be no sadness, no sorrow, no troubles I see. There will be peace in the valley for me.
So true. One of these days, when all this trouble and strife is over, there will be peace. You said, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Amen. I'm just glad that the Lord is there to hold your hand. Man, if this gets too loud, let me know. I thought number one would surely be me. Thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. That old mountain too high, that is too high. Down on my knees, I learned to stand. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I thought I could do a lot on my own. Thought I'd make it all alone. I thought of myself as a mighty big man, but Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Well, the mountain's too high, the valley's too wide. Down on my knees, as a mighty big man, but Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. That old mountain's just too high, and the valley's way too wide. Down on my knees, that's where I learned to stand. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. And he won't let that hand go. Amen. To his nail-scarred hand, praise God. The mighty hand, strong hand, also a compassionate and loving hand. Amen. How many knows that to be the case? Sometimes we need the strength of the Lord. Sometimes we just need a gentle touch. He is quite able to do both. If you have your Bibles tonight, go with us to the book of St. Mark. Don't intend to keep you very long. I know we have a lot of people that are sick, a lot of people that are out. We're so glad that you're here. We're glad that the Spirit of the Lord is in this place tonight. From the book of St. Mark, according to the Gospel of St. Mark, in the fourth chapter, verses 35 through verse number 39, you're going to instantly be familiar with this passage of Scripture, one of the most read, I would even say probably one of the most preached about topics or scripture or Bible verses in the Word of God. It has such a wonderful and a glorious meaning. But tonight I want to read it and I want to share with you what the Lord has impressed me with, and hopefully it'll be a blessing to you tonight. In the 35th verse of the 4th chapter of the book of St. Mark, "And the same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was, in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm." Everybody say, "a great storm." "A great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full." Everybody says, "about to sink." Amen. "And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and saith unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm." Can we pray? Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, for your holy word. Thankful for those who have gathered here tonight, God, and I pray, Lord, that just take this little time tonight, God, and we'll focus on you and your will. I pray tonight, God, that you would just be in our midst in a mighty way. God, just send down an anointing and a blessing upon this congregation. Father, reach out to those who are hurting tonight, those who may be sick and afflicted, those who have lost loved ones. Father, I pray that you'd be a comfort to them. And Father, we pray, God, that you would reach your hand out to a lost and dying world. There's so many today, Lord, that need to be saved. And Father, I pray, God, that you would reach out to them. Bring them, God, to an altar of confession, an altar of repentance. And Father, now I humbly ask, God, that you'll anoint these lips of clay, God, to speak what you've laid upon our heart, and we'll be careful to give you praise and honor and glory. But we ask these blessings in precious name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. If you love the Lord, let him know it with a hand clap of praise. Amen. God is so good. Tonight, for a message topic, I want to assure you of something. I'm as certain of this as I am anything in this world. There's a saying that says, when you know, and you know that you know, then confidence replaces fear. Try to tell somebody something that they already know, and they know that they know. You can't change their mind about it. There's a lot of things I'm uncertain about in this world. Uncertain of the future. Uncertain of how the inflation is going to be. I'm uncertain of monetary issues. I'm even uncertain of tomorrow. I have no idea what's going to take place. We set aside plans. We have things that we intend to do. How many knows we're not even promised tomorrow? In fact, I'll make it a little bit closer. We're not even promised the very next breath that we breathe. The breath that we have is on loan. Of all the things that I'm uncertain of and unsure of and things that I don't know, this one thing I do know. The disciples asked Jesus, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" I'm here tonight to tell you the Master cares. He does care. You may think sometimes he's too busy. You may think sometimes he's preoccupied. You may think sometimes, as I said this morning, he doesn't even care. He doesn't want to listen to you, but that's not the case. That's always the adversary telling you that. The devil's good at telling you that people don't love you and that God doesn't love you and God doesn't care. But the Master cares. He cares so much about us. What ails us is he's concerned about. I want to focus your attention on 1 Peter chapter number 5 and verse number 7. You can turn if you want to. It's going to be there for just a moment. I'm going to read 6 too. It says 1 Peter chapter number 5 verse 6 and 7. "Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." The Amplified Version goes into a little bit more detail. It says, "Cast all your anxieties, cast all your worries, and cast all your concerns for once and for all on him, for he careth for you." That is so encouraging to me to let me know that the things that trouble me, God is concerned about that. The things that I worry about sometimes, God is concerned about that. But he tells me in his word to cast them all on him. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we knew how and learned how to cast aside our burdens, cast aside our worries, all of our anxieties, all of our situations that come against us, and just to put our faith and trust in the Lord. Because the Lord told them, he said, basically, he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith, that you can't believe? You know, as long as Jesus is in the boat, okay, that's all right. The waves may come, the storms may come, the winds may blow. It may look like our boat is about to sink. Can I get a testimony tonight? Has anybody been in that situation? You think your boat's just about to sink. Your spiritual boat, it's been taking on water and taking on all of this stuff, and you've been fighting it. You've been trying to bail out as much as you can. You've been trying to fix as much as you can. You've been trying to do whatever is in your ability to make the situation better, but somehow it just gets worse and worse, and your boat, your spiritual boat, is just about to sink. And maybe sometimes we're just like the disciples. We said, Lord, carest thou not that we perish? Carest thou not that I'm under this heavy load of stress and anxiety and problems and issues? Lord, carest thou not that the job's not working out? Carest thou not that my relationship is messed up? Carest thou not that all of these things are happening? God does care. And I'll tell you something else. He's not surprised at what's going on in the world today. I am. I'm just honest. But God's not. Because he holds the whole world in his hand. He's aware, but he's in the boat, folks. He's with us through the storms. He's with us through the problems. He's with us on top of the mountain. And he's certainly with us in the midst of the lowest valley that we can ever possibly get our situation in, whether it's spiritual, literal, or emotional. So I come by to tell you tonight that the Master does care. There is a similar story or scenario, if you would, in the book of Psalms. Now, I believe with all of my heart that even though Jesus spoke in parables, I mean, he knows what a parable is. It's a story to get a point across. And Jesus was very, very good at speaking in parables. There's just numerous parables in the Bible, and every single one of them is a blessing because there's always a point there. And Jesus goes about and brings that point out so wonderfully well as he speaks to multitudes, as he speaks to disciples, as he speaks to the common ordinary man, and people are moved by the parables. I believe this was an actual, literal storm, because the Bible goes into great detail about it. You know, they were just feeding the 5,000 prior to this particular situation, and that was a great miracle, a wonderful miracle. And some preacher once preached, you know, worrying and stepping all over yesterday's blessings. I mean, knows that'll preach too. The disciples were there just a part of that mighty miracle where he took the two fishes and the five loaves and he spread them to the disciples. And the disciples in turn gave the multitude, and they had all they wanted to eat, couldn't eat no more. And they picked up 12 baskets. I can't even explain how that happened, but I have faith enough to believe that it did, because the word of God tells me that it did. And just as soon as that wonderful miracle is over and Jesus tells them and gives them directions, we need to go to the other side of the lake, and they get in the boat and they take off, and a storm comes up, and all of a sudden their faith is wavering. After Jesus was already able to take the food and multiply it, and Jesus is still in the boat, by the way, folks. Understand, he's back, he's asleep, he's resting, because storms don't bother Jesus. Whew. Somebody need to hear that. Storms don't alert Jesus. He's not, I mean, all he has to do is get up and say, peace be still. And that's what he needs to speak in our lives, but we need to be receptive of that. And we need to quit blaming situations and start believing God. Amen. And you know, I heard a preacher pray, and he said, we're not begging, we're believing. I mean, so many times I think we get into a process of begging God, and the answer is already there. Do you know the healing's already been taken care of? We read that in the Bible. The Bible tells us with his stripes we are healed, and we're begging God to heal us when all we need to do is just believe God to heal us. Amen? Because God is able. He's able to do all things. So Jesus is in the boat. He's sleeping away, and they go and wake him up. And the first thing is, don't you care about us? Don't you love us? We're about to die here. Jesus just wakes up, rises up, and said, peace, be still. And the waves and the wind obeyed him. And immediately, The Bible tells us that there became peace there, and they was able to reach the other side. Nobody lost their life. Turbulent storm, but Jesus was in the boat, and he took care of it. I believe with all of my heart that was a literal storm. I don't believe that was a parable that Jesus was talking about. It could have been, but in my way of thinking, it was so detailed that that actually happened, and Jesus was there to speak to the storm. Now, there is another scenario in Psalms, and it's in Psalms 107, the 107th Psalm. And it's amazing because it's very similar. The words are very similar. The situation is very similar. But in this, I believe the psalmist is letting us know that this is not a literal storm, but in fact, a spiritual storm. And in some ways, I would even dare say that the spiritual storms can even be more disastrous than the literal storms. They can be life-changing. They've caused a lot of people to turn their back on God. They've caused a lot of people to be in constant stress and anxiety and situations and worry, all of those things, and maybe even called out, Lord, don't you care? Don't you care that I'm going through this? Don't you care that I'm at my wit's end? How many knows where that came from, my wit's end? I'm about to read the scripture. Psalms 107, verse number 23. The psalmist says, he's talking about different situations, and he's talking about how God intervened and all. He said, they that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters. Now, he's talking about a literal thing. People were actually merchants and out on the sea and constant. That was their business. But how many times we venture out into deep waters spiritually, we hadn't took the Lord with us. Or if we had, we didn't ask him, was it okay to go? So there's some meaning here. There's some double meaning. There's a type and shadow, and there's the actual verse here. He says, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. They see it. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven. They go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. I read that and I almost got seasick. Not really. But I read that the way, how many's been out in the sea? And the waves go up and then they come down. And if you don't have sails or a motor or some way of pushing your vessel or your vehicle or your ship, then you're going to be at the mercy of the waves. Got to get a testimony. Several years ago, Kenny and I took Mother on a cruise. And one of the, what do they call them, excursions was that we get to ride on a pirate ship. Sounds like fun, doesn't it? Well, it didn't end up such fun. We got on there, was having a good time. They was going through all their things. The guy was dressed up like Johnny Depp. He was doing all the Pirates of the Caribbean stuff. And then we got out there, and all of a sudden, motor stops. And we think it's part of the routine. And until we see a person with a concerned look on his face, and he's not dressed up in a pirate's, he's a mechanic. And he starts lifting stuff and going down and doing stuff like that. Then it's, you know, this is not part of the program. It's not show. And all of a sudden, then the waves and the wind started going. And we could see the cruise ship getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And we were at the mercy of the waves. And the waves, the tide wasn't coming in. The tide was going out. The waves were going out. And, you know, when you're putting along with a motor, you don't care. You don't see that much. You know, you kind of ride in the waves like that. But when the waves get, I'm going to get some of you going. It had us rocking. And Mother, bless her heart, had a big sunbonnet on. And they had a little cubby place in there that you could go in and get out of the sun. So we told Mother, said, why don't you go on in there and sit in the little cubby hole? There were several others that was already in there. Well, I looked at Mother, and she had the palest greenish look on her face. And I knew that The waves had already taken its toll on Mother. And we got her in there and started fanning her. And to make a long story even longer, we were out there probably a couple of hours and before. And they never did get, they actually got it one time so it would work in reverse. But they couldn't turn the ship around. So we're just getting further out. So finally, you know, we was trying, you know, we got a, they got cell phones and all. You know, somebody needs to call. Send the ship out here. Well, they did. But they said it's going to be a little while before they get there. Well, there were other ships passing by, and we was all out there doing this, and they just waving. You know, look at them people over there. They're having a good time on that pirate ship. But we were at the mercy of the waves. How many times have we been in that situation, at the mercy of life's waves? Waves. We're just being tossed to and fro. But we need the direction of God. We need Him to intercede in our behalf. And that's exactly what happened when they said, Lord, carest thou not that we perish? They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. Listen to verse 27. You're going to love this. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. It's in the Bible right there. I've heard that saying, and but that's, it's in the Bible. They were at their wits' end, meaning, I've gone just about as far as I can go. Have you ever told the Lord that? Lord, this is just about as far as I go. I can't take anymore. He knows what we can do. We may not be saying verbatim what the disciples said, but in reality, we're saying, Master, do you care not that we perish? Do you care not that I'm going through this storm? Do you care not that I'm having this affliction? Do you care not that I'm having this situation in my life? He does care. Believe you me, He cares. Everything that troubles us, everything that bothers us, He is such a loving God that He does care. They reel to and fro like a, and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He bringeth them out of their distresses. That's what makes me think this particular scenario of the waves and the turbulent wind was a spiritual storm opposed to a literal storm or a natural storm. Now, I believe God can intercede on both. I believe God can help us even in the most violent literal storms that we have in this world. But sometimes we also need to trust Him in the spiritual storms or the emotional storms or whatever you want to classify those. They're still storms that come against us in our life. Then in verse 29, He maketh the storm a calm. Praise God. What is the saying? I think Sister Lori gave me something. Said, don't tell God how big your storm is. Tell your storm how big God is. Did I get that right? Amen. That's good, isn't it? Don't tell God how big your storm is. Tell that storm how big God is. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Man, Master, do you really care? Yes, He does. Lord, do you really understand the situation? Yeah, He does. Lord, just speak peace in my life. Just say, calm. Peace be still. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. You have waves in your life? Like I said, do you feel like your boat is taking on too much water? Feel like you're sinking sometimes? Can't see your way out. Almost like going down for the third time. Lord, this is it. If you don't do something. Do you care? Yes, He does care. He does care. Now, we don't know the mind of God. We don't know the ways. His thoughts and His ways are very much higher than ours. So what we need to do is get in tune with His thoughts and His will. Say, Lord, you know, whatever I'm facing, I'm not going to face it alone. You're going to always be with me in my spiritual boat. Amen. But you know what? You got to stay in the boat. You need to stay in the boat with Jesus. Amen. I'm going to ask the music if they would come back. If you feel like that your boat is sinking, your spiritual boat, if you feel like your anxieties, your emotions, your distresses, or whatever the case may be, are insurmountable, you're tired of carrying that heavy load, why don't you just come and just say, Lord, just be peace in my life. Say, nerves, be still. Emotions, be at rest. Because we believe that the Lord is able. Do you believe, first of all, that the Lord is able to do anything and everything? If you do, stand to your feet and give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Let's do... He measured the seas with the span of His hand. Mountains were placed at His command. At the sound of His voice, the sun shone through, and there's nothing, nothing that my God.
Here we go.
great. He holds this world, every palm of his hand. Yet so small he can live in the heart of man. It's a mystery, a great mystery, but oh, so true, that there's nothing, no, nothing that my God can't do. Well, hallelujah, hallelujah. Give him praise in the house. Thank you.
because he lives, all fear is gone. Yeah, because I know he holds the future. Tonight, give the Lord praise. One more hand clap of praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, God bless you. We love you, church. Appreciate you being here tonight. Pray God's blessing upon you through this week. Safety on your way home. Remember, mark it down, homecoming Sunday. This coming Sunday, the 31st, I believe it is, in the last day of July. Amen. So be ready, be coming, and we're going to have some singing that morning. And then we'll go out. And somebody said, are you going to have food? And I said, well, yeah, homecoming is all about food. Yeah, we're certainly going to have food, probably more than we can even eat. So look forward to being there. May God bless you. With this prayer, we'll be dismissed. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful. God, you're such a blessing to us, and we thank you. Let us never, ever quit thanking you, God, for your goodness and your mercy. God, for those who've gathered here tonight, Father, I pray your blessing as we depart tonight. Keep us safe from all harm and danger. Reach out to those who are still in need of prayer. God, touch, heal, and anoint those, God. Lord, I pray for those who are unsaved. Lord, let us never forget to carry a burden for the unsaved and the lost. Father, I pray your will in all that we do. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. We love you.